Welcome back to Vikings Huddle. I'm Lauren Young. It's time now for Vikings Explorers, so let's head to the Science Museum of Minnesota to meet running back Jerick McKinnon.
Well, welcome to the Science Museum. We're so happy you're here today. This is Minnesota's most popular museum, and we're the only place in Minnesota where you can see real dinosaur fossils like our friend T-Rex here. And I'm excited to take you through our three levels of interactive science fun. Should we get going?
Let's do it.
All right. So this is our giant astronaut. He's three stories tall.
That's crazy. How long did that take to make?
Well, this is an art exhibit. Do you ever hear of Coachella, the music festival?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so an artist created it for Coachella, and when it was done, we were getting ready to open up a space exhibit. And we said, we'll take that. That would be a great addition to the museum. So our anchor desk is free. If you want to take a turn here, maybe we can get some...
I don't know if I'm ready for all that.
Some kids for your TV debut. This vibrating chair was developed in the 1800s by William Kellogg as a way to relieve constipation. See, she's trying it out right here. Maybe you need to try that out and see if you ever need to get anything moving along.
I might need to break some stuff up, so I'll try it. That was a little weird, but...
Welcome to the Science Museum of Minnesota. Welcome to our show, Cryogenics, and welcome to our special guest, Jerick McKinnon, running back for the Minnesota Vikings. Give him a big round of applause. Excellent. Today we're going to be learning about super cold temperatures. So cold that if I take this piece of stretchy rubber here and I place it in this ultra-cold liquid for, let's just say 1, 2, 3 seconds... its properties change dramatically. But how cold is cold? Well, for that, we're going to take a look at our temperature scale, otherwise known as a thermometer, and come around to the front of the table with me, Jerick. 109 degrees below zero. That is the temperature of dry ice. We're going to go down even further than that. 128 degrees below zero. That is the coldest temperature ever recorded on the planet Earth. And no, that was not the first round of the playoffs last year. Even though it was super cold, not 128 below zero, right? Before we go any further, 320 below zero, super, super cold. And it can cause instant frostbite. So I'm going to ask everybody in the audience to make a deal with me that whatever you see me working with, should it fall onto the floor or should I throw it onto the floor, you must not touch it. If we have a deal, let me hear you say deal.
Deal.
Excellent. So, as I mentioned, 320 below zero is the temperature where nitrogen gas condenses from a gas into a liquid. And this right here, ladies and gentlemen, is 320 degrees below zero liquid nitrogen. Jerick, I'm going to ask you to hold this just on the very bottom, and we're going to walk around and show everybody what this stuff is. So this right here is 320 degrees below zero. And yeah, just go ahead and make a little bit. Actually, take a step back. There you go. Perfect. Awesome. Follow me back here, Jerick. So right here, ladies and gentlemen, I got a question for you. This is actually really fun, Jerick. Do this with me. Blow on the air. Ah. One more. Now, ladies and gentlemen, is that nitrogen gas we're seeing? Nah. Remember we said nitrogen makes up about 78% of the air we breathe. If we could see it, it'd be really annoying. I wouldn't be able to see you. You wouldn't be able to see me. All we're seeing when I blow in the vapor is... Do it again. Vapor. Yeah, the ultra-cold temperature of the liquid nitrogen is condensing water molecules in the air and the liquid nitrogen. We're seeing vapor. Thank you all so much and have a great day. No. We would never end a show like that here at Science Live Theater. No. No, wait. That would be the worst end to a show. No. We end shows here with a lot more excitement, a lot more drama. And in this case, just a little more liquid nitrogen. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to be making what I like to call Witch's Brew. Jerick, stand on this side of here, of me right here. Sweet. So, Witch's Brew, there's a couple of different ingredients. We've got the salt, we've got the water, we've got the soap. And the final ingredient, ladies and gentlemen, is liquid nitrogen. So, we got one batch of Witch's Brew coming up. Everybody count down with me from three. You guys ready? Here we go. 3, 2, 1. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Do it again. Do you guys want Jerick to do it?
Yeah.
You're doing it. Okay. So, all it takes is one scoop. And then once you've scooped it in there, just give it a little shake and Just take the whole scoop. There you go. And just go ahead and go in there. Yep. And now take this off and give it a little shake. There we go. Ladies and gentlemen, while the science of cryogenics and the use of liquid nitrogen can be used to do some really fascinating, really groundbreaking, really important stuff, you can also use it to make a real big mess. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you all so much for joining us. Give yourselves a big round of applause. Give Jarek McKinnon a big round of applause. And have a great rest of your day at the Science Museum of Minnesota. Bye-bye, everybody.